Lenny Ski and Golf, one of our new sponsors here, and they said, if you heard it on Mile High Sports, come into Lenny's with a set of golf clubs, if you have a set of golf clubs, and they will fit your set of golf clubs absolutely free. Absolutely free. It's that easy. If you have a set of golf clubs, just go into Lenny's, tell them you heard it right here on Mile High Sports, and Lenny, Nick, anybody there at Lenny's will fit your set of golf clubs at no charge, anytime. Tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, just go on in and tell them you heard it right here. LennySkiandGolf.com. Welcome them on as one of our new sponsors. Here's a guy who's done some golf. He comes from a golfing family. Unfortunately, I think he is the black sheep of golfing, Andrew Feinstein from Denver Stiffs. How is your golf game coming along?
It's atrocious. I golf about as well as you probably high dive.
Yes. I have a great cannonball.
Right.
Neil is quite the golfer, but what happened to you?
Well, it's amazing. Not only is he an incredible golfer, he actually played in the U.S. Open many years back. But I think when I was a kid, my parents, my brother and I basically killed each other on the basketball court physically, and they wanted to separate us so that we weren't overly competitive in everything. So I got hustled into tennis, and my brother got to play golf. So
there you go.
Go figure.
There you go. Well, maybe we can get you into Lenny's and get you fitted with a nice set of clubs. Hey, Andrew, Nuggets just hammering Milwaukee right now.
Yeah, I think the Bucks are the victims of the Nuggets embarrassing themselves on Sunday night.
That made me so mad. I was talking to Bill Hanslick before the show tonight, and then this is Andrew Feinstein from DenverStiffs.com. It's part of my must-read websites, along with Max Denver for Broncos, Andy for the Nuggets, and anything NBA, DenverStiffs.com. And I was talking to Hanslick. I said, I think most people thought the Nuggets would split between the Heat and Utah. They'd be 1-1. But not when you beat the Heat the way they did, and then to lose to Utah. It's inexcusable, really.
It wasn't just a loss to Utah. The fact that Utah was on a back-to-back during this crazy lockout season, we've seen teams just get slaughtered on the second game of back-to-backs. And for us to lose to them... You know, I was at that game, not Sunday, but I was at opening night when we just completely torched the Jazz. I thought this Jazz team looked inexperienced. They had horrible chemistry. Now you look at the standings, and they're actually better than the Nuggets, record-wise. So I think the Nuggets took a nap against the Jazz, just like they did against the Hornets. And they better start winning the games that they're supposed to win, or we will yet again be a fifth seed or a sixth seed, and we will lose in the first round of the playoffs.
And what's so enjoyable about this Nuggets team is their teamwork, their team play. The fact that George Karl can yell at him. I mean, he can really lay into these guys because there aren't any stars on this team. In fact, I would prefer if they left Chris Anderson in Milwaukee or some outer-lying town in Wisconsin and just left him there because they proved that they don't need him anymore. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with Chris Anderson, but it's a fun team to watch. And so it makes me really stay positive with these guys, even after, the debacle against Utah.
Yeah, Renaud, that's a great point. I think it's really hard to get down on these guys. You know, they do bring a good effort. They've got good attitudes. They're good guys. I mean, you've been in and around this organization longer than I have. And, there's definitely been some bad apples in that locker room, and you can't say that this season. And that's really exciting from a fan's perspective. So it's hard to get down on them, but those were two pretty ugly losses. You know, it's one thing to lose on the road in New Orleans or lose on the road in Utah, but to lose those games at home, you know, that sets off some alarm bells, and let's hope it's just an aberration and not a trend. And I guess only time will tell. And this is a good road trip for the Nuggets maybe to get away from home, get away from their comfort zone, and maybe they need to do some bonding and some gelling, and maybe they'll get some W's under their belt.
Yeah, I think that it is going to be a bonding time. Do these guys have roommates, or do they each get a suite to themselves?
I think the whole roommate thing went out a few years ago. I assume these guys have their own rooms now.
But this would be the kind of team where, you know, George Karl could just tell them, hey, you're all going to have roommates.
Right. No, he could. I mean, this the Nuggets are like a grown-up college team.
They are.
Where the coach has the hammer of playing time.
Exactly.
And that's really exciting. My only issue with this whole thing, though, is in theory, with our depth and with George having that hammer of playing time, why aren't they running the whole game? Because as soon as they slow the game down, that's when they get in trouble.
Well, and
the Nuggets are just not a half-court team. So as long as they can keep the momentum going and keep pushing the ball, I think they'll be just fine.
And that's what Lawson did to the Heat, is he just attacked. And when Ty Lawson is on the attack, he's very difficult to defend.
Bruno, how many point guards, especially at his size, are shooting over 54% from the field? I mean, it's unbelievable.
Well,
the reason his field goal percentage is so high is because he's getting right to the basket.
He's a water bug. He's a water bug. And, I was kind of hesitant on him as he launches a three and bricks it. But the guy that pulled down the offensive board, Mozgov, is slowly, next to Gallinari, Mozgov is turning into one of my favorite players because he kind of personifies a lot about the Nuggets, is that he's willing to do whatever George Karl asks.
I love Mozgov, and remember, the Knicks did not want to get rid of him. I think the owner of the Knicks, James Dolan, vetoed their general manager, Donnie Walsh, at the time to get Carmelo, and they're going to regret that Carmelo trade. The Knicks were actually a pretty decent team last season, before they brought in Carmelo, when they had Gallinari and they had Mozgov and they had Chandler and they had Felton. That was a good Knicks team, and that Knicks team right now would be beating people up. Instead, they've got nobody. And when the Nuggets play the Knicks this Saturday, it's going to be fun to watch a team with basically 2.5 players on it go against the Nuggets, who have 9 deep.
Yeah, they will regret that trade for a long, long time. If there is a deficiency of this Nuggets team, what stands out for you?
Well, I still think outside shooting is a huge problem. I think the Nuggets are fine in this kind of run-and-gun system, and I know they've improved their outside shooting lately, but I still don't see who our shooters are. Maybe Rudy Fernandez, but he's out for a while. Gallo is woefully inconsistent. So I do think outside shooting is a deficiency. I think the other area that I'm a little concerned about is toughness on the interior. I'd like to see, Mozgov has been pushed around by Al Jefferson and Andrew Bynum, and I'd like to see a little bit more toughness there on the interior.
Andrew, what about Fernandez? How long do you see him out?
Well, when I hear the word Achilles issue, that is frightening.
Yeah.
Because if you remember when we played the Jazz in the playoffs, when they actually beat us 2 years ago, Mehmet Okur had a sore Achilles and he snapped it in that series. And that's just a really ugly injury. There's no way to recover from it other than rest. I think some mild stretching, which means, does this mean Rudy's going to get out of shape? Is he going to lose his rhythm? And he's a rhythm player. I'm very concerned about this.
Andrew Feinstein, DenverStiffs.com. All right, a Stiffs night out. We haven't had one of those in almost a year, right?
I know. Well, last year we did it right after the Carmelo trade. We called it the Carmelo Anthony going away party.
Yes.
This year, and Renaud, I hope you're going to be one of our honored guests on Saturday.
I plan on coming. I will not have my lady friend who was in town last year for that, and she was very excited because she got to – you know, she's like, how often do I go to parties and get to meet, you know, the whole Nuggets front office?
Well, the front office did surprise us last year. I did invite them again this year. No word yet on if Josh Kroenke and Masai Ujiri will be there. But things happen at Stiffs Night Out, and it's going to be at 5:30 on Saturday at Jake's at 38th and Walnut. And the nice thing about the 5:30 party time is you can still go out afterwards and get yourself into trouble.
Well, or you could just stay at Jake's.
Which I would love for everybody to do, of course.
So that's going to be the plan. So, well, Andy, I'm excited about this Nuggets team. I was down on them last year. I'm just not a fan of J.R. Smith. I'm not a fan of Chris Anderson. J.R. is gone. There's bound to be somewhere they can drop Chris Anderson off and leave him on this road trip. And if they could if they could do that and get rid of Chris Anderson, I think this would be an outstanding team because, as you said, George Karl has the hand of the time, and he did not play Chris Anderson against the Heat.
Not only that, but he also didn't play Kenneth Faried, and I think those of us that have seen flashes of Faried would rather see Faried in the game than Birdman right now.
Absolutely. Because Faried will personify a guy who's not going to gloat after he dunks or blocks a shot, especially after he makes a bad defensive play prior to that. So, but that's George Karl. He doesn't play rookies.
No, unless they go to North Carolina.
Well, that's true. That's true. And yeah. Fareed does not have that pedigree.
No, he does not. And I don't know why George is being stubborn on him, but maybe if Birdman picks him off enough this season, we'll see some more playing time for Fareed.
Is there any chance the Nuggets just release Birdman?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he'd be their amnesty guy. Who knows?
Explain the amnesty guy for those that are not familiar.
So the Nuggets had the opportunity before this season. They could have bought out any player on the team. It's like a one-time shot. And you still have to pay the player's salary out fully. However, it doesn't count on your salary cap. So it's a kind of a way to erase a bad contract. And then if another team picks the player up, let's say you release a guy for $10 million and somebody else signs him for $1 million, and you're only on the hook for the difference, which would be $9 million in that case. Everyone thought it would be Al Harrington, but he's turned out to be great. Remember, Renaud, I called it. You asked me for a surprise this year.
Yep.
The last time I was on your show, I said look for Al Harrington to turn in a good season. And the amnesty clause is good, I believe, until for another season. So maybe Birdman will be the guy that they just cut and get rid of. But his contract's not that onerous, unless maybe he's a problem in the locker room. But from a financial perspective, it's not that bad.
If you're winning, locker room problems get brushed away because you can moan and complain all you want, but when a team's winning, it does you no good.
Sure.
It does you absolutely no good. And I think George really hammered that home Friday by not playing Birdman and beating the Miami Heat. And what can you say? If you're mad at George, too bad. Hey, pal, we just won without you. You know, we don't need you. So I think that puts things in place. Where do you see this Nuggets team finishing in the Western Conference, Andrew?
Well, I was a little more on the optimistic side. I saw us maybe finishing as high as 3, probably a 4. But these two losses, I'm concerned. And I think that everybody was quick to write off the Lakers. The Mavericks are starting to pick up a little bit of steam. You can't write off the Spurs. And unfortunately, I see us finishing kind of where I predicted us in the preseason, which is 5 or 6. And that's a tough spot for the Nuggets. I think home court is so important to us come playoff time, and I'm just concerned we're not going to get it.
All right, Andy, thanks so much. Stiff's Night Out, one more time.
Stiff's Night Out, Saturday night, Jake's Food and Spirits, 38th and Walnut, and I'll get to meet you, sir, our guest of honor.
Yes, guest of honor. All right, thanks, Andrew.
All right, Renaud, take care.
Thanks. Andrew Feinstein, DenverStiffs.com. Telling you, if you're a Nuggets fan, an NBA fan, there's no one more passionate, no one more knowledgeable regarding the Denver Nuggets than Andrew Feinstein and all the guys that write for DenverStiffs.com. All right, Maggie Smith's, Peoria and Arapaho, they have 2 happy hours daily from 3 to 7 and then from 11 o'clock till close. The food happy hour starts at 10 p.m. So 10 till close for the food, 11 for the drinks. MaggieSmiths.com, Peoria and Arapaho.